Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, stepping in as co-presenter while the amazing Andreas Theneu is taking some well-deserved time to enjoy the beautiful journey of motherhood. A huge congratulations to her on the arrival of her gorgeous baby girl. We're sending so much love her way. And in honor of this beautiful new beginning, it feels especially meaningful to explore how women can continue to thrive through life's biggest transitions, whether it's stepping into motherhood, leadership, or simply rediscovering themselves. Today's topic is something truly close to my heart, and I believe now more than ever, it's an essential conversation in a world that often demands we move faster, do more, and show up perfectly. The ability to stay mentally strong, own our own story, and create a life that feels truly ours is one of the greatest acts of self-care and leadership. That's why today's theme is mindset, media, and mental health, creating an unstoppable life. And to help us explore this, I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by someone who truly embodies what it means to be unstoppable, Rhonda Swan. Rhonda is the CEO of the Unstoppable Branding Agency, best-selling author, speaker, and the host of the Rhonda Swan Show. She helps leaders amplify their voice and empowers women to own their stories. Rhonda, it's such a pleasure to have you here, and it's extra special for me personally as you're my very first guest on the show. Welcome. I'd love for you to start by sharing a little more about yourself.
Hi there. Well, thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here and to be able to share. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for the last 23 years. Actually came from the corporate world and decided back in 2003 that I didn't want to put a baby in daycare. And it's a perfect segue to the topic today because of, you know, your co-host just having a new baby. I actually watched a woman put a 6-week-old baby in daycare when I was a corporate executive working for a very large Fortune 10 company. And I saw this woman put a 6-week-old baby in daycare, and she got yelled at by my boss for being about 10 minutes late because she said she had such a challenging day letting this newborn, amazing little baby, you know, go off to daycare with someone else. And I sat there at, you know, I think it was approximately about 30. And I just thought, wow, how am I going to be a woman that is not only an inspiration to other women, but also raise a child? And so I actually quit corporate in 2003 to start diving more deeply into understanding the intricacies of working on the internet and building businesses and building brands. And we were one of the first, you know, companies that actually went fully online, and this is well before social media. And, you know, since then, now my family's actually been traveling for the last 17 years. We're called the Unstoppable Family, which is a rather perfect, you know, opening for this show. Yeah, we were one of the first. And so, we're just very inspired to help and support others now share their, you know, their vision and their brand, but more importantly, to be with their kids every single day.
That's amazing, Rhonda. You've built a life that many aspire to, full of purpose, visibility, and influence. And it really is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. What really stands out is how your personal journey has become a source of empowerment for others. And I know many of our listeners will resonate with this a lot, because especially with your path, because you also share your story beautifully in the best-selling Women Gone Wild book series, which you founded. It's a powerful collection that highlights fearless female voices and encourages women to step fully into their strength, intuition, and leadership. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book series, please, Rhonda?
Absolutely. Yeah, Women Gone Wild actually started 6 years ago. I was with a number of my clients. I typically live in Bali, Indonesia, and so I was having an event there, and we were all sitting around a table, and there was about eight or 10 women, and we were all sharing our stories on, you know, how we left corporate to, you know, follow our passions and our visions. And I said, gosh, it's interesting that most women don't sit at tables like this and get an opportunity to share their story. So I said, why don't we create a book and let's share our story, similar to a Chicken Soup for the Soul type of a book. And the book did really well. We had 25 authors, and I thought I was done. I thought I was, you know, done launching this book. And a year and a half later, it was during COVID, and I actually got sepsis. I got an infection, and I had to go to the hospital, and I was severely infected, and I literally thought I wasn't going to wake up. In Bali during COVID, they didn't have a lot of the antibiotics that were needed to help support people, you know, if they had problems. And I was not sure I was going to wake up again. I was, you know, praying and saying goodbye to my daughter and my husband. And they put me through surgery. I actually woke up and I was a bit groggy. And this is kind of how the series actually came about. And it felt like a lucid dream. And I literally was sitting in the hospital bed, and all of a sudden spirits, women, and I could see their faces, women's witches, women that had been burned at the stake, suppressed voices. And they were all around me. And they said, if you come back, we need your voice. We need more from you. Mm-hmm. And here I'm, you know, sitting in my own mind going, I already share my voice. I do so much now. Like, what more? And it was like, no, we need you. And you're going to write a book series, and you're going to give women an opportunity to share their voice in this book series. And that's immediately I came to, and Wild came, you know, into my consciousness. And it was already the name of the book, but it then turned into a series. And so Wild is wealth, intuition, leadership, and diversity. And each of them takes 25 women's stories, tell their wild story. And I build their brand all year, these authors, so that when this book launches, they're literally not only a best-selling author, but their brands are very, very strong. And so now we've already launched Wealth. We've launched Intuition. Our leadership book is this year. It launches in the end of October. And next year will be our diversity book. And it's a way to allow women to not only fully express themselves, but to, share their stories and inspire other women along the way.
That's amazing. And that level of resilience really comes from lived experiences, like going into hospital, having that fear. Thank you so much for sharing that. And your story is so powerful, and it's clear why so many people look to you, not just for branding, but for inspiration. You speak with such clarity and purpose, and sharing that quite personal story and experience, it's clear that becoming unstoppable isn't just a brand, it's a way of life for you. So now that we've heard a little more about what shaped your path, let's begin with what it means at the core. Sometimes our most powerful breakthroughs come from moments where we feel completely lost or silenced, as you may have at that moment. But have you ever lost your voice, not literally, but the power to speak your truth? And how did you rise back into that power, your power?
Yeah, it's a great question. When I was in corporate, I think that really was one of the moments that I had to make a decision whether I was going to move forward or stay in that position, right? Because I felt that I didn't have a voice to say, I don't want this. This is not what I want for a family. Because, you know, here I am I have my master's degree in business. I'm from Michigan in the United States, and I flew from Michigan to California to work. Here I am in this new state, and I've got this amazing job, and I'm, you know, making six figures. And, you know, I felt as if I had the perfect life at that time. And It's what we call here in America, like the American dream. Everyone was like, wow, this is perfect for you. You know, you're early 20s, you have this amazing job, and, you know, you're just got married. And so I thought at that point that was going to be my future. And, mm-hmm. you know, the day that I watched and witnessed this woman walk into a meeting late, and my boss, you know, literally said to her, if you don't show up on time, you're not going to have a job, and you're not going to actually be able to put food on, you know, the plate of your family. And I sat there and I thought, this is not what I want, because I was going to be taking over this woman's position, right? That's what I was being groomed to do. And I sat there thinking, okay, you need to be quiet, right? Because this is your future. This is what you have. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, believing in that and sticking in a position that I knew was not aligned with my values, I finally, you know, spoke up. And, you know, there was that moment where I thought, okay, you're just going to have to do this. And then that's where I believe intuition, especially for women, come forward. And this message dropped in like, no, this is not who you are. And this is not what you are going to do for the rest of your life. You need to take a stand. And so that was the moment that I, you know, not only felt that my voice was suppressed, but I broke through that and realized that certain decisions that we make in our life and moments that present themselves the way that they did for me are those times that are determine really who we are, and, you know, give us that moment and clarity to say, this is not what I want. And so I think that's probably the best example. And, you know, from there, certainly there's been moments in time where now I realize, like, wait, take a minute. You don't have to do this. This doesn't have to be your reality. You can stand up for what you believe in. And we have a motto in not only my family, but, you know, my company is strong with your stand, but kind with your words. Yeah. And I think that's a perfect
Absolutely.
Example.
And that's, you know, it's, I think, with success, especially at that level you've reached, comes both incredible rewards and deep emotional growth. And you spoke about intuition as well. And it's usually those disturbing moments that we get that deep emotional growth, and professionally and personally. But every success story has a behind the scenes reality, which it was for you. We often celebrate the wins, but not always the emotional toll that it comes with. So you've built this empire now, Rhonda, but what did it cost you emotionally, and what did it give you in return?
What did building my company cost me emotionally? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure that there's a cost to building an empire. I think it's more of a, when you find and you align yourself with a vision, it's more, there's more of a gain, right? Energetically, it's, you know, driving forward to a vision and a passion is something that you don't even realize as an entrepreneur how much energy you really have when it's something that you love and you believe in and you trust. Now, I can totally see a cost, right? Where I've been unaligned, right? And I think the cost of being unaligned emotionally, and when you're not aligned with a vision, you there is a cost. You feel like you're stuck. You feel like you're not, you know, either moving forward or you just don't feel fully aligned with the direction. And I think that as an entrepreneur is when we really have to get very, very clear on what we want and ask ourselves, is this the direction that I want to go in? And if I continue this direction, is that going to not only add to my life, but is it going to add to what I want with and for my family? And that's a lot of times entrepreneurs do get stuck because they will go down a track and then emotionally, physically, right? They're stressed, they're burned out because they're not aligned. And I have had moments where I've made some certain decisions or certain partnerships or worked on certain projects where I'm like, this does not feel right. And it's hard sometimes to step away from something like that because you go so deep into it, right? You're emotionally invested, you're physically invested, financially, right? And that's, I believe, where clarity and being very bold for yourself and saying, you know, this isn't the right direction, and then making a pivot. And when you make those pivots, you're like, wow, how did it get so easy, right? All of a sudden I'm aligned, I love it. And things then start to flow, you know? So I think that, yeah, there definitely is a cost if you're not aligned. But when you're building something you love, it's, you know, you really don't feel like you work a day in your life because you're just enjoying it.
That's such a powerful realization and incredibly relatable for many, I'm sure. And I think, yes, you're absolutely right. Alignment is everything. When you've fueled by purpose and passion, your energy feels limitless, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's, I think that's really important. Staying grounded is also important, especially under public pressure. It's easy to get swept up in the external deadlines, expectations, perfectionism, but staying grounded is a discipline. Staying aligned is a discipline. So, Rhonda, what would you say to our listeners? How do you stay mentally grounded in an industry that glorifies perfection and speed?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. You know, being in, you know, PR and media, and of course, being a voice, putting myself out there on social media for not only business, but for inspiration, it, you know, it definitely can take a toll on you at times. But again, I think I always go back to, you know, am I doing what I feel can contribute to the world? And is what I'm doing adding to my life? And, you know, and if it doesn't, you know, then you need to make a change. But there are so much pressures out there. I believe social media came out with such a wonderful blast, right? It gave us an opportunity to stretch our voices and to reach others around the world that we could never, ever do. And, you know, I started my company before social media even was around. And when social media came out, it was like, wow, we can really share. However, that does come at a cost because, you know, people are watching you, people are judging. And as much as we say, we don't judge, we are judgers. And we watch what goes on in people. And you know, it can be a lot of pressure for sure. In fact, when I first launched my show, The Rhonda Swann Show, I was, you know, live every day on social media. And, you know, and then I really stepped in and I was invited to be a host at NASDAQ, which is, you know, one of the largest, you know, financial spaces in, you know, in the United States. And it was a really big opportunity. And from that came a lot of, bad press, or not necessarily press, but people, right? Judging and, you know, and putting you on a spotlight. And it got really stressful for a while. And there was, you know, just a lot of pressure to, be on all the time. And then I realized, hold on, I'm doing this because I love it. And I'm doing this because I want to share my voice. And if someone has a problem with it, am I going to allow that to affect me? And am I going to internalize that? And that's when you really get very clear on putting and holding boundaries, you know, holding boundaries for what you are, what you believe in, and knowing that the keyboard warriors, right, that are behind the social media side, the comments that they say or the things that they say really are none of your business. It's something that's going on within them. And so, yeah, it sometimes can be hard be on the show, you know, the spotlight. However, when you have a vision and you are there to serve, You get more energy and, you know, more confidence to continue on, regardless of what people have to say.
That's a heartfelt reflection, and it touches on something so many leaders, especially, I'm sure, women who wear so many hats, feel but rarely articulate. Thank you for that, Rhonda. And thank you for sharing such valuable insight with us so far. We'll continue our conversation on the Healthy Debate Show in just a few moments. But first, let's take a short break with a word from our sponsors here on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. We're in conversation with the incredible Rhonda Swan, CEO of the Unstoppable Branding Agency, best-selling author, and now television show presenter. Before the break, Rhonda shared such powerful insights on mindset and the deeper truths behind personal branding. And now we continue with that inspiring conversation. Now, I know earlier you were talking about how it is so important to have that voice publicly, and a lot of people do struggle with finding the confidence within themselves that plays such a key role in how we show up, especially when our lives and work are constantly on display. Confidence can be elusive, especially when you're constantly growing and evolving. But for someone in your position, it's clear you train it intentionally. If confidence is a muscle, what's your daily workout for it? I know you have a passion for what you do, but how would you advise our listeners? What can they do?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, you know, and it's, you know, for strengthening a confidence muscle, it's, I always say, you get energy to do the thing if you just go ahead and do the thing. And I know that sounds silly, yet doing an activity or putting yourself out there, it does takes time. And the more you do it, right, the better you get, the better you realize, like, wow, people are listening to me, or I'm quite good at this, right? For instance, an interview that I may have had 10 years ago, I may have not spoke so clearly. I may have tripped a bit. However, every trip made me more real, and it gave me the confidence to know that I can still be real and authentic and even goof up, and people really do respect that. And so, you know, confidence comes from you just going for it scared and doing it anyways. And I think that's where that muscle starts to just get a bit stronger. We start elevating our way of doing things, you know, and then you get a little bit of a feedback loop, and you check that off on your list as a success, whether it's, you know, just starting for the very first time, you know, what, you know, like starting this radio show, it takes time to go, oh my goodness, here, I'm going to do this. And now that you're doing it, now that I've, you know, been doing my show, I just get better and better. And some days I feel off, but I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with giving my 100% that I had for that day, whether it's a total of, you know, 100% of maybe 50% that day, it's still my 100%, and allowing us to fail, or allowing us to just be good enough to be good enough. And I think that's where this perfection, you know, conversation comes in. People think they have to be perfect, and that's farthest from the truth. The world wants realness, and perfectionism isn't real, you know? And so I think just, you know, doing the thing and keep doing it, and just getting better, and just knowing that your voice matters.
That's a beautifully honest and empowering message that you've just shared. And I really appreciate it. And it's, again, it resonates with me, because I remember when I first had to be visible online, and it was the scariest thing, but
yeah,
I had to do it anyway. So, I mean, if you want confidence, you've got to do the thing that actually, you've got to gain that energy by taking action, don't you? Rather than waiting for it. So being in the media world, it's just not about being seen, but it's about using media with intention and that authenticity that you spoke about. You've mastered the art of storytelling through media, and in today's world, media can be a mirror or a mask, depending on how we use it. How can media be used not just to sell, but to heal, inspire, and awaken purpose, Rhonda?
Yeah, I think you said it very well. It's telling that story, and that's what I love about the PR and media side that I work on. You know, there's a lot of different forms of PR, and what I focus on truly is helping build the online profile of the client or the company by telling the story. And I think that alone allows for more of a reality to come through that in just a different format, right? We tell stories, and we make sure that the PR of the type of publications our clients are in are credible, and they're able to be seen in a bit of a different light. And I utilize PR media this way. Like, if you know anything about New York City, Times Square is a huge place for just so much lights and camera and a lot of people. And I always use the example that quality PR is standing in the middle of Times Square, and you doing it yourself is one thing, but quality PR is someone else standing in Times Square with a megaphone saying, you are amazing, this company is amazing, this person is amazing, they've done amazing things, because it's third party, it's someone else telling your story. And that's what I love about the work that we do. We, you know, not only learn and understand the story or the angle or what people do for a living to inspire people, or maybe it's a methodology they've created, and we tell the story in a way that helps the reader understand not only who that person is, what their values are, and why they're doing what they're doing. Because I have a belief that people actually don't care why you do what you do until they know why you do it. They don't care what you do until they know why you do it. And that's how we use storytelling and PR media to give the reader, or let's say the client or the audience, that vision behind why someone is doing what they do so that they then can care. And that's why I believe that, you know, good storytelling helps people be inspired. It helps them gain credibility, but more importantly, it helps them gain an audience of trust.
And I think personally, I love most when I listen to people's stories, and what I get out of it is knowing a person's why and their story, their methodology, their impact, and shaping what made them feel so bold and the bold moves they had to make, that often lies in the moment of fear or uncertainty. And it's, again, something that resonates with a lot of leaders and entrepreneurs. Growth often demands bold, scary decisions, the kind that change everything. So apart from making that bold move of leaving corporate, what's the boldest decision you ever made that felt terrifying but very necessary?
Oh, that's a really great question. Most people don't know this, but we do share it very freely, is when I quit corporate in 2003, I also retired my husband, Brian, who was a robotics engineer. We started our company, did really well. 3 years, we were, you know, nearly $1 million in revenue, and the company was just doing extremely well. And this is before I actually decided to, that, you know, we wanted to have, you know, family. And so we started to invest in a lot of real estate. And when I found out that I was pregnant, we were like, this is perfect. We, you know, invested in a large real estate development, and this was going to be a perfect setup. Our company was already built online. Everything was going to work. We were, you know, I was going to be able to retire or be with my daughter every day. And sure enough, we find out about 3 months before my daughter was born that we were losing everything. And the investor that we had literally given all of our savings to, was a big fraud, and we lost millions of dollars. And my daughter was actually born 33 days early because I was so stressed and, you know, thinking, goodness, what was the decision that we've made? Now we have this baby and we've just lost everything. I mean, we had to, you know, literally sign off documents, that, you know, we had to file bankruptcy because the company literally, we couldn't stay afloat. And it was probably one of the hardest decisions we ever made. And we were looking at each other, and my husband and I were like, okay, what are we going to do? We can go back and get corporate positions, right? Because we both have master's degrees. We have, you know, six-figure jobs. But we made this vow to never put our child in daycare. Mm-hmm. And that's why I did what I did early on, is quit corporate, because I wanted to never put a child in daycare. And so now I have this opportunity to live through this, and even though it's not how I thought it was. And so what we ended up doing is we literally sold everything, and we left the United States in 2008 with a vision and a vow to never put our baby girl in daycare. And we actually just started traveling the world. And now initially it was just get out of the United States for a short period of time, figure out what we were going to do. And it turned into now it's been 17 years when we've, you know, been on the road for 17 years, lived in 50 plus countries, 7 continents. Currently our residence is in Bali, Indonesia. And that decision though was probably one of the hardest, because every person that we knew said, this is irresponsible. you know, you have a child, go back and get a job. But because we made a vow to her that we'd never put her in daycare, we saw it through, and our company thrived because of it, because we started to tell the real story that, you know, you can have everything, but you can also lose it all, but you can still follow your dream and your vision. You just have to stick it out and not fall back on old patterns and old ways.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I can only imagine how devastating and overwhelming that time must have been for you and your family, and to be preparing for motherhood filled with hope and then have your entire financial foundation collapse that just before, you know, it's just unimaginable. The fact that you went through that level of stress and still showed up as a mother, still chose to rebuild, speaks volumes about your resilience. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for sharing this valuable information with us, Rhonda. We'll continue after another short break with a word from our sponsors here on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. We're in conversation with the incredible Rhonda Swan, the CEO of the Unstoppable Branding Agency, best-selling author, and now television show presenter. And before the break, Rhonda shared such a powerful insight into her own personal life. I know stories like yours aren't just about loss and they're about rising from it. But there's so many people out there, Rhonda, that have these limiting beliefs, and people can't easily let go of things that have been of loss to them. I mean, there's limiting beliefs that quietly run our lives until we become aware of them. What lie did most people believe about themselves, and how can we shatter it? How can we change it, especially for our female listeners?
What is the lie that we tell ourselves? Well, maybe that we're not good enough. I think that's also something that happens for women often, right? We're caregivers. We are, you know, let's say we're mothers, or, you know, we're the matriarch of a family, whether we have kids or not. And often women take a sidestep, whether it's to a partner or, you know, maybe it's even to their job, where they just feel like they're just good enough for what people give them praise for. And I think that's a ridiculous lie that we believe in often, where this is what my story is, right? This is the cards that I was dealt, that we use that as a good expression. But we can write our own story. We can create a new card deck, right? We can step bolder and actually go for the things that we want. And so I do feel that often, you know, whether we're women or even men, we believe that we're just not good enough to have what others might have. And it's, you know, that's just a story that we've been telling ourselves. And, you know, repatterning means, you know, not only just believing yourself, but doing the things that you believe are going to guide you into the direction that you want to be in. You know, for instance, me having my own show on USA Today, I've been hosting my show, and it's, you know, like it's been on social media, it's been, you know, syndicated throughout podcast networks. But to finally say that I have a show on USA Today, I didn't actually know that could happen. I just kept going for it. And then finally got good enough and confident enough to finally reach out and say, listen, this is what I'm doing. How can I get my show on your platform? And it just took asking. But if I would have believed that lie that I'm not good enough, then I would have never asked. Right. And so I think we just have to go for it. And sometimes things are going to be a little harder, and maybe someone says no, but keep asking, you know? And so it seems easy to say that, but it does get easier, because you asked earlier about the confidence muscle. The confidence muscle gets stronger the more you go for it and the more you fail, right? But then Absolutely. The more you fail, the more you're going to win, because you keep going for it. And you never really fail if you just quit, right?
I think at this point in our conversation, I'd love to take a moment to honor the women behind the message. And to honor you, Rhonda, to the part of you that exists beyond your public identity. You see, you're known globally for your brand, but I want to pause and ask, beyond the titles and the success, how does Rhonda Swan nurture Rhonda the woman? Not what you're showing publicly, but the woman.
Yeah, I'm very mindful with my daily practice, and every morning I get up, I turn the fireplace on. I just love fire. And it's also, being part of my American Indian roots, I stay connected to the elements, and fire is one of my elements that I stay very connected to. And I do my prayers every morning, my meditation every morning, really honoring myself as, you know, not only a woman, but someone that is just truly here to make a difference. And giving us that time and appreciation, you know, for ourselves, the things that we do on a daily basis, is really important. And that's how I really honor myself. You know, certainly I love the things that just make me feel, you know, just taken care of, like self-care days. I used to actually think those were kind of a joke back in when I was a corporate, because I was so groomed to really just be a machine. Yet now I realize how important it is just to feel into yourself and to take care of yourself. And, you know, now I'm a lot more relaxed in that way. And to treat myself as a woman is, you know, is just being in appreciation for everything about who I am. And, you know, the shifts and the changes in your body and in your, you know, as you get older and start to age, it's appreciation for this body that's getting us to where we, you know, where we are now, and in the mind that we've got that can continue to allow us to grow. So I give myself a lot of appreciation every day, you know, and of course, working for yourself is a lot easier than being in a company or a corporate position, because you get to honor yourself as needed, you know, throughout the day as well. And that's something that I really highly value on a daily basis.
This conversation has been so honest and soul stirring. To leave our listeners with something deeply personal, if the world could hear one final message from you, uncensored, heart wide open, what would it be?
To go for it, right? Live a life that we never know when our last day may be. So live every day like it's a movie. Currently, I'm in your movie right now. Everyone listening, I'm in your movie and you're in mine. And if you live your life like a movie, you know, there's going to be a lot of different characters. You know, there's going to be the villain. There's going to be the savior. There's going to be the hero. But just know that you can always write the end of your movie. And that allows us to have a lot more fun with our life, with our day, and being more mindful on how we are for others and showing up. I want to show up always as, you know, the greatest character in someone's movie. And, you know, it takes being mindful to do that.
That's amazing. Rhonda, where can our listeners find you if they wish to connect?
I'm on social media, Rhonda Swan, on all social media, and rhondaswan.com is my website. And you can also find me on USA Today and search, you know, the Rhonda Swan Show, and you'll be able to watch the episodes. We have a whole season coming out right now, and we film in LA and in New York City, and we're always looking for new and better stories.
Thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing with such openness, strength, and soul. Your journey is a powerful reminder that true leadership starts within and that being unstoppable isn't about doing more. It's about being real, aligned, and bold. To all our listeners, thank you for joining us for this inspiring episode of The Healthy Debate Show. I'm Belinda Walia, and I hope this conversation has reminded you of the power you hold within your mindset, your message, and your mental well-being. Until next time, be kind to your mind, live boldly, and never forget you are your greatest investment. This is The Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio, where your well-being matters most.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.